session 6.2 on the 23rd of June. The session is called Fiddly D and the Old Town Village. You guys had a relatively uneventful 2-day journey from the Meadow Village all the way to Old Town. You did pass after a day a little place in the forest, but you went straight past it. Spent the night. On your way, you found a couple of bandits who didn't really agree with each other. Percival decided this would be the first opportunity to get rid of that medallion that's been a burden around his neck that tried to burn him. And thought, yep, handed it over and then tried to bargain with Fiddly and Dee. It didn't really go into you guys' favour. He ended up smacking a couple of you guys in the Megans. And when Zanril fell dead to the ground, you guys decided it might be better to give them the coin, but because the two are so stupid, they ended up in a fight anyway, with a little bit of persuasion from Moon and Lucien, who clicked onto the fact that they were morons, but strong morons. You carry on the journey, realise that while you guys were having the discussion, Zalithexia decided to go and rob them and bring back at least 2,000 gold in platinum, which she freely handed over to the party after admitting that she did take a little something for herself too. You guys entered into the swampy, boggy town of Old Town Village. Once you got there, you made your way to Saltlow Tavern. You guys entered the tavern. You're looking around. It doesn't look like a great place. Yeah, there's some unsavory looking characters in here. Definitely a bunch of what looks like a stealthy bunch of people. So you guys immediately after what you heard outside think they must belong to the stalkers. But then you actually see another guy wearing a robe saying stalker, and they're on another table, and this gets you thinking maybe there's a thieves guild here and a stalkers guild here. Maybe the swamp isn't the best place. You also notice someone in a dark red robe at the bar, trying not to be seen, because she peeks over her shoulder now and again. She's holding what appears to be a big basket. I don't know that you think about it, there's a wagon outside with a couple of cages in it too. There's a group of dwarves who actually look like bards. They don't seem to have many keys. Perhaps they chose the wrong thing. And running this establishment is a full orc female. She looks happy, well dressed, and on top of the world serving other people. You guys enter. Sir Peckington is exceptionally aware of the fact that he now has 2,000 gold on him in a place full of stalkers and thieves and dark wizards. And he chooses his next words wisely. Sir Peckington, the game begins with you.
Well, Shall we go to the bar then?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
We'll go to where the orc is. The one you're saying.
Okay. You guys agree?
We could go to a group.
There are at least 3 or 4 empty tables, or at least with one person sitting with their back to them that doesn't look like they're using them, just kind of observing the environment.
Sure, about split the group up.
Some guy stands up staggering off his chair.
We're going to walk in a group surrounding him, okay. So he's not actually accessible.
The
around him. Okay. So, yeah, yeah. So, right, so we're like a group around him.
This guy's like staggering.
And I've got my hand on my coin purse at all times.
Okay. I'm holding on to everything with dear life.
Same here.
He's like, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, as he counts several of you many times. Nope! Too many for me! Walks to the front door and lands flat on his face half outside the tavern. He just freed up another table.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, pal.
Okay.
Did you say you wanted to go to the bar or do you want to get tables?
Well, we need to find that. What's her name? What's his name? Well, so I was just going to ask. We're going to ask her if she knows if he is or where to find him.
Let's go.
Right, give me some perceptions.
Eleven plus.
I got 19.
I got a 14. You notice various different things as you enter and start walking. The first thing you two notice is the table that is probably Thieves Guild all seem to open their chairs up in a line as they're all like looking at you guys and whispering amongst themselves and tapping and like trying to shake, you know, like I've got the best idea and everything. You notice the woman decides it's probably not the best place for her after staring at you all intently, and she darts from the door. And the stalkers, one of them goes to get up, but when he sees the woman, he just sits straight back down again.
The woman with the dress up?
Yeah, just looks the other way. She's heading to the front door. And other than that, the place looks relatively calm.
Perception check on the woman as she's walking by, because I know she's cloaked.
Tilan says, I like this place. I trust everyone.
17 again.
Tilan, okay. The trust is in this place.
The bar owner's walked up, you said.
No, it's the woman with the red
rose.
You look at her, the way she glances at you guys before she leaves, she kind of looks like she's not fleeing from a big crowd.
Yeah.
She's fleeing specifically from you.
Huh.
From us.
From you. And she heads for the door. Tilan's like, I really think I could buy everyone a drink here and sleep with my door open. I'm an excellent judge of character.
Is she?
I don't want to take
go after her. No.
Has she already passed?
Okay.
I'm gonna say yeah.
Come with me here. I'll go with you.
Okay. You two dart after her.
Oh. Bring us back here.
You guys, it's a small tavern. It's crowded with tables. Yeah. You're fast enough to catch her before the door, at the door, after the door.
Well, we don't want to make a scene inside the bar, so maybe like as soon as she exits. As soon as she exits.
Okay, she exits.
Yeah.
You touch her in the shoulder, on the shoulder, and she turns like.
Well, you, well, our hands up. Like,
You can send your stuff to me. Sorry. She just goes over and starts putting the baskets in her carriage.
We're new to this area, and yet it seems kind of like you're avoiding us.
Am I?
That's how it seems.
Obviously,
it could be something that we...
She just looks to the ground and covers her.
Does our smell offend you?
No, it's not that. Fellow wizard? Yeah, you have a nice day. She just starts putting everything on. Goes to the front.
What is she putting away? What is she doing? Is she like...
She's just putting an empty basket on the back of the carriage.
Yeah.
She just calls, horse master. Get my horse on this wagon. I'm leaving now. But you said you were going in the morning. I'm leaving now. Okay, I'll need a moment. Hurry.
Okay, so is there anything we can help you with?
No, I'm just going to I'm just going to grant myself sanctuary for a moment.
She's constantly trying to hide a
yeah,
face.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a hood up. I'm just going to go give myself.
Do any of us recognise her voice or anything like that?
No.
No.
She just walks to the edge of town. If you don't mind.
We're not there. We're inside. Yeah.
Look.
She starts casting.
Yeah.
And she's gone.
Oh, just teleport.
She disappeared.
Huh.
Well, she said she was going to be sanctuary, didn't she?
You go back in.
Yeah.
Silan comes out.
Have you been rough?
I offered everyone a drink!
Yeah?
They accept it.
Yeah, of course. They would.
How much do you owe?
So, Pekka, if you could please with the coin.
How much is the tab?
It's 53 gold. They ordered after I said it was free. Forgive me, we'll take it out of the party share.
For the round?
Yes. Okay. For everyone, including us.
Okay.
That's fine, but in future you might probably not want to offer free rounds to...
I got excited because I've never been around so many people I trust.
But then again, you also want to be careful as well, because obviously in the circle, in the place that we are, you're going to draw more attention to us.
The lady at the bar, she offered us Goblin's Bladder's Finest. It's sure to be an amazing drink.
Wow, I don't think I would want to drink Goblin's piss.
Goblin piss? You know.
What?
You like Goblin pee-pee, correct?
So taste of it, is it good?
So you've ordered everyone else, you paid for everyone else's normal nice drinks, and we've got goblin piss?
It's the special. They told me it was the special. Why these people?
And how much does goblin pee-pee cost?
I don't know. Give me a moment. He goes back in, right?
Well, so we're coming back in.
They're all near the tavern. There's a bunch of people. They give a little cheer.
Wait, did she disappear?
Yeah.
Like,
fully disappeared.
But her carriage is still there?
Yeah.
I'm going to inspect the carriage.
Okay.
183 dollars. 100 13. 100 pounds. You don't know what she carries in it? It stinks like shit. Her baskets and stuff look like she put food in, the cages, animals.
What do you think? She was clearly trying to avoid us.
Maybe the tavern owner knows who she is. We'll go up to the bar.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go to the old.
You're the third, not the bar. You're surrounded like a horseshoe.
Me and Hey You take a seat.
Hey You wants to go to the bar as well, so he's with you.
Excuse me.
Hey You good? I mean, I'm with the introduction, I know her.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, but he told you that.
Yeah, excuse me. Okay.
Hey guys, it's me, it's Hey You. I come here with some friends, I brought you some business. It's like, oh.
Why?
What are you doing here? Hey You, aren't you supposed to be in the meadow? I've got friends now. Hey You, why don't you go save them that table over there? She bangs the bar twice.
Yeah.
My table! She says loud.
Yeah.
Wait. She goes into that. She brings out like some gold sparkly drink.
Yeah.
Wait. She gets a bottle of like really dark red shit.
Yeah.
She puts about 3 drops in.
Yeah.
Wait. She opens some cupboard or something.
Yeah.
And she holds what looks like guts. And she just puts it on top. It goes down, fizzes a bit, and then comes back to the surface and sits there. On me. He gets it.
Hey You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Glenn. This is the best drink in here. It's amazing. I don't have any money.
It's okay. Your friends will pay for it.
Didn't she just say it on me?
You guys will sit down.
I think she did. It's on her.
It's okay. It's a backseat.
It's not my name, but it's what I am.
What do you want with him?
What do we want?
To harm him?
Of course not.
Why bring him all the way out here?
You want him to come.
What do you want with him? If you harm him, I'll kill you.
Why is he so important?
He's not important. He's innocent. And he's abused. By everyone.
I'm not here to kill innocents.
What's he here for?
He wanted to come. He wanted to have friends. So we brought him along. We're just here to deliver a message to Akros.
Chilan says, he's got information we want. We befriended him to get the information.
Chilan, shut up, don't talk.
We mean him no harm. Though there was that discussion we had outside.
Yeah, but he was racist to me, so.
Yes. To both of us. Alright, but I don't want any trouble from any of you.
No trouble, we're here to see Akfos.
That drink costs 500 gold.
Whoa. Good job you said it was on you.
It's 500 gold from the party.
From the what?
From the party.
The par?
The party.
The party, party she's saying, party.
Let's eat the proper in about.
Yeah.
Don't insult me, I'm not as kind as friend of Arcus.
Listen, we're here to see Akfos. Could you tell us what he is, please?
Akfos?
Yeah.
Never heard that name before.
Interesting.
Druids, where can we find the druids?
What's a druid?
Interesting.
Is that a temple here?
A temple?
Mm.
What's a temple?
It's against my policy to lie, even if you haven't given me the money yet. There is a temple around. There is a temple of Ragnaros here, I guess.
Where is it?
Outside, around the corner to the back.
Thank you.
$500, you said?
500 gold.
What? You said it was on you!
500 gold.
We don't have 500 gold.
I hope you enjoy your stay here. Let's go. Welcome to Old Town Village.
So, what do we do?
That effect is like, she goes and sits down. Probably best I remove myself from the equation. She goes and sits down with her you. Can I try some of that? Osim is like, 500 gold. That's a very special drink.
For a very special person.
I don't care about the person, I just don't like bullies. Oh, she looks at Chilan. Users! Well, I hope you've enjoyed your stay here in the swamp. This is the only place you can sleep, but all the rooms are full right now.
Look, I assure you.
Someone comes down the stairs. Well, I'm checking out of the biggest room. See you later. Walks off. All the rooms are full.
Are you sure about that?
Obviously, we've got off to a wrong start. You have an impression on us. Quite frankly, it wasn't our intention to bring here you. We didn't want him. He insisted.
I know, you're losing him for information. I understand everybody.
No. To be honest,
Yes, there is two of us that wanted information from him.
American Prairie.
He said he also knew. He also said he had a friend here because he knew you.
Well, I
think he's really nice.
You're a good person, right?
Tries to be.
Are they using Heyu? All right. Continue.
I think Heyu's really nice. I think pretty sweet.
Well, to be fair, I think that's a very unpleasant lie that you just stated. Because I haven't actually even had one intention of using
you
whatsoever.
Of course.
Well, you need to be specific because you're giving me impression.
Be specific.
Moon and Tilan.
Which one is Moon?
Tabaxi. And the Triton, Tilan.
What about
Rahal? Zanriel and Sir Peckington. Zanifix says over there with
peace.
Zanifix says over there with Heyu.
Yeah.
And Nasumni.
Yeah, yeah.
And Heyu's been hinting that he knew some stuff.
Alright.
We've seen him.
I don't care. 500 gold. You play nice with me, I play nice with you.
We didn't come to this village to be blackmailed, okay?
I mean, we actually were.
I came to deliver a message to Agfoss, so. If you want to give Heyu whatever drinks you want to give him, that's on you. We didn't order anything. You did it yourself. So I'm going to go speak to Agfoss. I don't know what you guys are going to do. Then I'm going to the Bard's College. Then I'm getting out of this. Done.
Goodbye. You can all go with him.
I guess so. What can I give her? Let me remove this platinum symbol right
here,
just in a second.
Dude, I'll put the
platinum symbol. I had no intention to use Heyu. He's been asking us constantly to come somewhere with us.
Yeah, we'll try and say that, but I'm...
My friend Tilan over here, who's not the smartest person I've ever met, if I'm going to be entirely honest. He doesn't lie much, because he's too stupid to work out how that works. But... there's information he needs to help him along. Hey, you might be able to help him. We mean him no harm. This cleric, when we encounter trouble, went immediately by his side until our fallen companion there fell. Then he went to his side, got smacked in his... Megan? And...
yeah, my Megan got smacked as well.
That's pretty much it. The Tabaxi doesn't have time for your games and stories, so... we'll give you the 500 gold.
We're not giving anyone 500 gold.
If she tells us why we're giving 500 gold, but you be honest. If not, we can walk out now before she speaks. I'm happy with whatever you guys want. Sir Peckington, you have the final say.
I suppose if it can defuse the situation...
There's nothing to defuse. We can walk out of here,
Sir Peckington,
no problem.
We're being blackmailed here.
Because she thinks we're being forceful over Heyu, we're not. He asked us to come, and we agreed because, you know, he has something that one of our party members needs for his family. And that's all there is to it.
Then another thing, we did actually tell Heyu to ask permission from Friend of Arkex if he was allowed to actually come with us, and Friend of Arkex just said, you can do whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
So we even told him to clear that up as well before we just allowed him. It's not like we said, Heyu, come with us. That wasn't how it went down.
That's about it. And I'm a cleric of prayer. I'll die before he gets hit.
That might not be your choice.
Is it?
Probably not.
I'll make it so.
Okay, you're like the fish person. You're not all there upstairs. How many keys do you have?
Three.
Well, you can stop anything.
No, not really.
You probably couldn't even stop the shambling mounds that are causing trouble in the back.
Well, you know, I'll put my fish in front of you. That does something.
You need help with shambling now?
Oh, I'm sorry. How much did you initially pay for the drink?
We didn't pay for any drink that you gave free.
She gets a list of quests and just puts it under the bar. No!
What kind of backwards, fake tavern is this where you walk inside, the bartender chooses what drink they give to the patron and then force you to pay for it after saying it was on them?
Yeah. This kind of tavern in the middle of a stinky boggy swamp where they sick me, but I run this place good. And if you want to buy into it, then you buy into it. If you don't want to, then you can go anywhere you want. I can recommend you would be allowed to sleep in the wizard's library on a pile of books, perhaps. The Bard's College, if they've initiated you, you can go. I don't see any nests. No one's going to want you. And Dragon Scale Cleric of Preylight, you could probably sell that in a place of ill repute. The Tiefling is welcome. The Asimov, not so much.
I got, how about...
Fuck that!
How about we negotiate as low a price as we go?
Technically, finally, somebody says the right thing. See, like... The drink is made of three exceptionally rare ingredients.
And what are those?
If I told you, you'd make the drink. One of them is concentrated blood. I cannot tell you where it came from. The other are the guts of a magical beast. The liquid itself is actually goblin piss.
And goblin piss is not really?
The types of goblins we breed in our cellars is pure.
So you say some concentrated blood and then magic.
The ingredients themselves are worth at least 50, 60 gold.
Okay.
The farming process, 10 gold a week. And they need at least 9 weeks before they can mature with what they're fed. Then you have access to all of the quests I wish to give you, and you can stay here as long as you work for
me. Total, that drink costs you to make 160 gold.
Maybe a little more if you consider what we feed the goblins, and I want to make a profit on top.
Okay. How about so you can make a little profit, we don't have to spend as much, we can all be happy, because I don't want anyone to be angry here. How about 225 gold?
It's definitely not the number I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I was actually thinking around the 300 mark. Remember, you're buying into something that's going to let you leave this place with a lot more than 500 gold.
Okay. 250? That's it. Can I roll persuasion on that?
Yeah, you can. Why don't you give me 260?
I look at Serpec.
And I'll give you 500 if you complete one quest.
And this includes the for the drink and the quests, correct?
I
want to clear the rooms. Rooms as well.
Quick question. What is the quest?
You don't have to take them. I'm just saying I'll offer you some quests and if you take one.
It's definitely better than the previous offer.
I think it's reasonable. By the end of the day, again, he said, the SMR simply won't be welcome here. A couple of us won't be welcome here.
Ah!
So...
She goes under the counter.
So I think it's only...
She pulls out a mask.
Yeah.
She
hands it to you.
You try telling us you need to wear that.
It's just a mask.
Pretty plain. Pretty basic.
Yeah.
Is everyone okay with this transaction?
I don't want to make any decisions unless everyone's happy with it. Mooney, what about you? I know we have to spend this money, I know it's more money in our pockets, but it might benefit us later.
And it also counts as lodging.
You feel a unique bump, you. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Yes?
I want to do a perception check on what happened to us in the. Did someone try to pick our pocket? Nine, 12, 15.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
But you definitely know no one bumped into her.
Yeah.
She bumped into him.
Yeah, purposefully.
Yeah.
I'll just whisper.
I'll see when he says, forget it, I hold the purse strings. I hold the gold. If everyone's okay with it, Moon's okay with it. He was the most disgruntled and offended by the woman. You okay with it? She takes out your coin purse. She removes the 260 gold from the party's one.
Yeah.
She puts it on the counter. A few people look over as they naturally would.
Yeah.
Go back to their things.
Yeah.
She puts the coin purse back in her pocket.
Yeah.
And goes and sits down on the table.
Yeah.
I assume you did.
Welcome to the Saplow Tavern. Here at Old Town. You're welcome to stay here as long as you need. It is a swamp. Be careful. It is boggy. We get a lot of creatures outside. If you need any information or quests or anything at all, this is your place to come. It's the only place you can sleep comfortably and safely. Normally, we do not conduct ill matters on the premises. However, I cannot control everybody's hands. It's just, we prefer it if you don't kill each other here. There is an arena in the back. Well, I say arena, it's just a circle of rope and mud. But we call it what we will. Go kill yourselves back there. Akkor has been here for quite a time now. He seems very perplexed. He's at the wizard's library.
I'd like to head that way as well, anyway.
You might do well to ask to speak to Elzinot. That is who Akfos has been spending a lot of time with lately. I really am having trouble with shambling mounds. If you'd like to help assist me.
It's just a quick question. How many keys is recommended for the mound?
None. Well, you never recommend someone would go after the mound, but here in Old Town, we're a three-key town. So, there are three, but they never roam together.
I think a whole group of us could take.
Good, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Obviously, I respect people's privacy, but the...
What are you drinking?
But the
not
lady,
that thing.
The lady that was just here in the red cloak.
Yes.
Not anything in particular, but it seemed as soon as she saw us, she kind of skipped away.
That's interesting. What are you drinking?
Would you be willing to share any information on her, who she is?
Not for 260. Basic package.
Well, our friend...
What would that cost?
For her? You don't want to mess with her.
Very well.
She's not allowed in the wizard's library, if you know what I mean.
Has she been cast out?
No, she's not allowed in the wizard's library, if you know what I mean.
Because she's a woman?
What would that have to do with it?
Yeah, that's the only difference about it. Why wouldn't she be allowed in the wizard's lab? Is she not a wizard?
She starts pulling on her vest.
You've been very cryptic.
You didn't pay enough. And I've already given more information than you deserve.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there a black dragon in this one?
Well, that's just coming right out with it.
he's very direct.
Yes, we have a black dragon in this form.
So, I believe our urgent matter is Aphos, and then we can see its quests afterwards, because it is urgent we see Aphos.
Very well.
Drinks, I suppose, we'll just have some basic drinks.
Talan already got the drinks beforehand. Yeah.
He's
already went and got the drinks beforehand.
Okay. Your gold. I'll get you another. Do you have any kind of wine?
Sure. She gets a glass of goblin piss. She like shakes her head at you and points to it like you don't want it or
yeah, it's not really something that I
drink. She gets another glass and pours it in. There you go, wine.
Fantastic.
Quite like some really good pee-pee, you know.
Is there a menu?
It's like, 5 times filtered, you know.
I like to sip it with my like nose like turned up kind of thing just to see what it tastes like. It
tastes like sandalwood and musk. Kind of like Jean-Paul Gaultier if it was disgusting.
Lucy, how's the train Kenny good?
Yeah, it's a quiet taste, I suppose.
It's good for you. She drinks one.
Just the whole thing.
See a couple more hairs going on the mustache. Yes?
Oh, nothing. Yes, like I said earlier, is there a menu or...?
Not really, no.
Oh. Just whatever we...
5 times filtered, goblin bladder fine. Killian's like, how do you filter 5 times? We get them to drink it 5 times, but it's a different goblin every time.
Shall we speak this long? Because we need to speak
fast.
Just because this information is supposed to have got back to him a while ago.
Okay. You go to the table.
Yeah.
Guy thinks he is there. With Hey You. She looks at you all. Did we get to where we were trying to go?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Before we left, I wanted to ask as well, would she prefer Hey You stay here while we roam the town?
She tells you that Hey You's your responsibility now.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
But he can do what he wants.
Yeah, all right.
Well, we've been informed that we've gathered the information that we needed to have. We need to go, and we can find him now. Also, we've been informed that this entire place is meant to be a 3-key city, a settlement, so...
Okay, so he looks around. It doesn't look very 3-key to me.
I know.
That guy's weapon is literally glowing.
Maybe we should still...
Maybe
we should still be on our guard, okay. Yes,
well, we should always be on our guard anyway.
Yes.
Hey, well,
extra alert.
Are we going on an adventure?
Yes, we are. We're heading to the Wizard's Library. Would you like to come?
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
We're going to go talk to Aquat.
She shouts over to you. It would be safe if you left him here. Oh. If you'd prefer.
I think...
We promised him...
Well, for the Wizard's Library, I think it'd be okay. On quests... I would definitely think that it'd be best he stays here.
It's just to the library.
We're going to the library now.
Yeah, we're going to the library.
It would be safe to leave him by himself.
Yeah, well, she's looking for you.
I'll start walking.
He's not by himself, he's with me.
talking to
him. Yeah. Hey, he was like.
This is a present to you. You don't want me to come with you to the library?
I can see you really want to come with us.
I don't really have an opinion, but I'd like to go.
And there's the opinion. What do you want? Okay. So, I don't see the harm of just going to a library for now.
Okay, nothing else.
Right, you guys want to head to it?
Yeah. Just to explain to Heyu as well, otherwise, like, if we take any quests that are dangerous, it would be best that he stays in the bar.
Yeah. Or with her, the...
That's where she is.
She's going to
pick it up.
Okay, so, when you guys head outside, around the corner, you can see the Wizard's Library and the Bard's College next to each other.
Just going to pick it up.
Okay, maybe just do the up and drop thing next time. I can call them one call back. So, you head straight to it, yeah?
I think it's just better, so we need to get the information there as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll just keep this decent perception checks going just to make sure that happens.
I ain't doing that owl sound.
What? Yeah, it's outside. Yeah, it's an owl outside. It's me.
It's a bit of a...
No, dude, it's me making it.
I can't hear it.
I don't hear the owl sound.
It's me, I'm making the noise. I can mimic owls.
To be fair, what did we expect? There's going to be sounds.
I think this is like the middle of the day and there's an owl.
Did we need directions to the library, or is it a bit of...
Now she told us how to.
Yeah, shut the door.
Okay. It's obvious, isn't it? It's a massive library. It's a massive building.
There's one level.
We enter the wizards.
Well, you enter.
Oh, that's it, that's what we enter the wizards.
Was that me?
Roms.
From here?
Yeah.
Just take
us
to the war.
It's this one.
The difference
of
the military in this war.
It's because of the reef. There's one here, then.
Okay, guys.
Right.
You get to the library. There's a couple of wizards outside. Welcome, children of the night. I see you've come here to look at our tome.
A cleric of Greylight! What is the meaning of this?
Oh, they're dark wizards.
One of them starts waving his hand around. A bit of dark energy from it.
What are you doing here?
We've come to...
Back from here, cleric of Greylight!
No, wait. We're just here to relay some information.
Who sent you?
We've been sent by Frank the Barclays. We have put information for Akfos.
I'm staying outside of this.
Akfos.
He said that he's spending a lot of time here with Urgent.
Akfos is sleeping now.
It's urgent. And it's been a while, so he needs this information immediately.
Can you fly?
No.
I wish I could.
Not yet, anyway.
Come inside. I can fly.
Fantastic.
That'd be really cool.
He walks off, his black cloak follows him.
Yeah. You coming?
No.
It's a wizard's library.
The female
cleric of Preylight. It'd be my absolute and utmost pleasure to welcome you to our wizard's library at this hour.
No, it's fine.
Surely you'd prefer to stay outside under the moonlight.
I would rather be not conducting business at this hour.
But you're not sleeping under the lights, are you?
I have Preylight's light, always.
So where is it now?
The only light you bathe in now is merely a reflection of his, so don't get too cocky.
Aww. Moonlight is moonlight, and it has its own energy. For the dark sun reflects upon it tonight. Bathe in its warmth.
No, I'm good. I prefer Preylight's light.
So are you coming inside then? Bathe in it then.
I'll bathe in it.
I'll bathe it, he said.
You can hear someone called Fiddly somewhere going, ow!
No! Did I do something wrong?
You're not going to bathe in the moonlight, man. That's what I'm thinking about.
It's Fiddly. I don't want to play anymore.
Wrong stuff. We're still in the tutorial. Okay, so.
I want to be a Preylight cleric. It'll be fun.
Sorry. Oh, guys, listen. Right. You head inside.
Yeah.
The place smells of old magic.
Yeah.
Can't smell that.
It's kind of like metal with a dark, deep aroma and a citrus aftertaste.
It reminds me of the forge.
The citrus thing sticks out the back of your neck, and when you breathe, it enhances it. You can see lights flickering off some of the books. The library is massive. This is a place of major texture.
Yeah.
So to put it into perspective, it's probably 5 Wembley Stadiums. And there are books everywhere. You can see to the end. And the rest is just bookshelves that actually curve across the roof and meet at the top. But the books aren't falling off the shelves.
unusual architecture.
You can see in loads of the bookshelves, random doors, just doorways leading into nothingness.
Yeah.
Every now and again, you can glance at what looks like a path, but it kind of disappears again. Follow me. They walk you round into a room. You go through, it's a normal room, it's quite large, probably 100 feet by 100 feet, loads of tables in there, loads of weird apparatus, crazy things made out of metal that you just wouldn't know what they were. Tilan goes to touch some, or simply takes his hand back and shakes her head. He looks really sad.
Yeah.
Lalithexia, she's a lot more impressed in this place than she should be for someone who doesn't cast magic. She turns to the woman. All of these books, they can... Are they the kind of magic that could do more harm than good? The woman looks at Lalithexia. Cannot rank magic. Magic is just power. There is no good or bad magic. There is no light or dark magic. There is just magic.
It's just a tool. It depends on the use.
And how you craft it and how you mold it. Our master has chosen this library for herself to appear like this at night. And during the day, something quite different.
So it morphs?
I assume if you've come at night, you've come for the books of darkness.
We're pretty new here. We don't know much. We've just come here to relay the information. We didn't know about the inner workings of this place.
It's very well. We have another guest in town tonight, and I need to get her some belongings. So if you don't mind, I'm going to get to that. If you would like, you could sit in this room.
Is it the lady in red?
Yes. And I wait. Why? Who? Do you know her?
No, but I'd like to.
I'm going to tell her. She walks off. She turns around and looks at Tilan. You're free to wander. Just don't touch. She walks off.
I'll keep an eye on Tilan.
You feel like there are several eyes on Tilan already. Anything you guys want to do?
You just wait for Akpos, really. I don't really want to breathe.
I just browse around and comes like,
I don't really want to breathe too much.
So many bad things. I don't think it can be.
This place is so
no,
cool.
It's not that.
I'm just worried he's going to knock
on the books are not falling. What kind of place is this?
Zalithexia seems disturbingly aroused when she looks at you and says, one of exceptional power. Limitless only. If there were no books. Or somebody looks at you. Percival, I'm sorry about this. I think at sundown you're meant to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I know this is a perversion to you, but if you would, just sit at the table and just pray to pray like.
Mm-hmm.
Tilan goes to wander off again and seemingly grabs him and slams him down on the table and sits him down. It's okay, barbarian. Just wait.
I just go ask the group now. Guys, if the books are not falling and they're all the way up there, how do you get to them?
Fly, I guess.
Magic, man. This is a wizard's power.
That's so weird.
That affects you once again offended by your question. You also cast magic.
I know I cast magic. This place is pretty freaky. I don't need books or anything like that.
You do realize that it probably starts with grading low, and then obviously because if you get a higher, then you can fly and then reach the higher power.
See, that's I think that's a really cool system actually. It works really well.
Or if you can fly, like that other, like the personal escort.
Must be a lot of fun to fly.
A rat runs into the room.
A rat
runs up the table leg and just sits in the middle of the table.
Good.
Are you doing that to the rat?
Fly.
No, it's too big to do that.
Tillon's like, get it!
Does it?
Wait!
What colour hair does Akfos have? We've met him before, haven't we?
Yeah, you know Akfos, we've all spoken to him.
And does this rat have hair similar to him?
Squeak. Squeak, squeak.
I've
been a penny root.
It's
great. He's missing a toe, isn't he?
Grey.
Do we still have some of that cheese?
Oh, no,
is it a grey rat? Is it a grey rat?
It is a grey rat.
Ew. Look, a rat. Disgusting.
I'm like that, you know.
Tillon draws his.
Don't do it.
Tillon, please, it's just a rat, it can't do anything. It's just a harmless rat.
Tillon.
Can I take a perception check of a rat?
A raven flies in.
No. Ah, my cousin.
My cousin. Just sits on one of the bookshelves, disappears, appears somewhere else, shakes it off, and lands on the floor.
Can we just do a perception check on like just what's going on, like the rat and the bird? And the...
Well,
am I going
to just assume that it's just like a polymorph spell or something?
Or familiars.
The druid's bar check.
They're not acting like animals.
Or
just if it's true,
if it's acting yes or not. It could be polymorphs. I don't know why I'm wrong.
Okay. A couple of minutes pass, a couple of cats, about six birds, a few bats in there, a few rats in there.
It's okay, Peck, it's okay.
And one relatively large snake.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that, that's very long.
Hammer, no.
She lands like, I don't think I want to be here anymore. Before we leave.
We're waiting
for Akfos, right?
We're waiting for Akfos.
Did she tell us to wait for
him? Oh, I'm assuming so.
Wait, do you continue to wait?
Yes.
I'll peruse around like local thing. Okay. Obviously, I'm not touching anything.
Can I not look at anything?
Is there anything that reads on the tomes on the outside?
It's all runes.
I'm going to start practicing on my harmonica.
Okay, that's cool.
I guess I didn't notice anything then.
I'm going to stand away from the cat.
Okay. The animals watch you as you move around.
Yeah.
Morning. And eventually, Akfos comes in.
Yeah.
I play a tune that's similar to McCavity McCann.
He walks in, dressed head to toe in rags.
Yeah.
Not looking very happy right now.
Yeah. Sorry to disturb you at this hour.
Lelithexius, I know you're in training, but I would have come to you. This could have waited till the morning. This is... You shouldn't have disturbed me for this.
It's not specifically about training. This is urgent information that you need to know. It's been delayed to you for the last 3 weeks. So that's why we wanted to urgently...
Urgent information? What urgent information? From where?
From Friend the Bartex.
From Friend the Bartex. He knows why I'm here. He knows my business.
A cleric named Horus is trying to kill you.
He just looks around
like
you waiting for one of these
sailor
jerking.
He was adamant that he demanded your head.
He's just staring at
me. So Peckington, you're good at mimicking people. Do that thing he said about the sacred laws.
The sacred law?
He has broken our sacred laws.
I returned it a while ago. Please don't freak out. I'm gonna mimic him.
He has broken our sacred laws.
He has broken our sacred laws!
Tell Akfos I'm going to slay him!
Tell Akfos I'm going to slay!
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's a mimic ability.
He goes and sits at the table.
And dude, what I'm saying, I'm like this. Like, it's like, lifeless, like a puppet, a hand puppet while I'm saying it. Spy!
He stares at the table for a while. He waves his hand. The animals depart. He's left alone with you guys. So, he came. A friend of Arkex waited until now.
Well, I don't know why he never sent anyone else. We did inform him that we had training to do, but he waited for us to bring the information.
Could you possibly think of a reason why he chose us to come to speak to you?
I'm assuming it's because we were part of the...
Friends of Arceus did also tell us that you wanted to talk to us.
Yes, I already told Lucien I needed to speak with all of you.
Yes, when we tried to find you, you said you were out of town.
Except you, Zandra.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it looks like I'm going to die then.
Is it not avoidable?
No. I'm going to die. If Horus wants me dead, then I'm going to die.
We all die eventually,
as simple as that.
Unfortunately, yes. They are right. I violated their sacred laws. But I'll tell you this. On the day of my death, I'll violate my sacred laws one more time. In their presence. Tilan. I'd like you to be there. She laughed like, me? Why would I need to be there? I need to get a message to Ubakitha as fast as possible. It needs to reach her within 2 days.
Where is Ubakitha?
Beyond Amber Shadow City.
Oh. Who is she?
She's a cleric of the god known as Oro.
Oro?
What is it? Ubakitha?
Ubakitha. They're from Oro.
Yeah.
Oro. At the time.
Only she can help now.
Would she help you though, if she's one of them?
I will die, but maybe she can help me another way.
None of this makes sense, Atlas.
None of it will.
Why did you do what you did?
It's bigger than me.
Clearly we're involved.
I can't hear you speak.
There's only one major dilemma, though, right now. We don't know if we could actually make it there in 2 days.
Oh, I wouldn't be sending you. Yeah. I need to send my fastest druid, who can fly through all the barriers and cross without offending anybody in the appropriate time. Plus, there are things that need to be paid at every gate. It wouldn't be an option for you. I would get the message. Probably shouldn't have even uttered her name to you. Friend Oudkex could help right now. I'd like to give a message back to him, but you don't have the keys to speak to him.
How many keys would we need to speak?
All of them.
Well, so, he's on the exit, I mean.
Yeah. 20.
all of you, all of them. Only people who can access the door can access the room. And I don't know anyone with all their keys that's willing to go down there.
What about the masters?
Isn't he right there? Isn't he with us?
What about Hey You?
Hey You?
Yeah.
He's with
us. No. Yeah, he came with us, yeah.
Hey You. I guess technically he could enter the room. Zero keys for zero keys. He could give the message.
Could he though?
Why is that?
Technically he could.
No, I'm saying, could he?
Yeah, he can. He can write it down.
It's,
he's not one to lie, but...
It's also not only that, but...
Giving to him or the master. The choice is yours.
Well, he's with us anyway. Hey, hey.
The masters will probably refuse or want something in return. They'll start asking questions. You have to tell Hey You to keep it absolutely silent. What I'm going to tell you is so extreme, it will change everything about you, so unfortunately I'm only willing to tell one of you, and I'm sorry to that person. The message must be given to Hey You only at the very last second, and he's to take it down to Frandoodkex. And give it to Frandoodkex. Only one of you can know this information. And I apologize in advance to whoever it falls upon.
Well, as I was about to get to that, as the leader of this party, I guess it falls to my responsibility then. If no one objects. So be it.
Is that who?
What would be the ramifications of knowing the information?
I cannot tell you, for the ramifications of knowing what will happen are not good.
Are you sure you're okay with this?
Simply says, I am born of the gods. It is unlikely the information will affect my brain. But the choice is for you to make.
I was assigned as the leader of this party, and as the leader I need to take responsibility if it means for the well-being of everyone else.
It may not be for the well-being if you cannot control your mind and hold it together. What you hear will not be nice. You will not like it. What you need to be concerned about is living in solitude for the rest of your life, knowing you cannot share this information with anyone. Hey You himself may not return.
If it, to speak hypothetically for a moment, if it does go through, what is it? What is the outcome you think would happen if the information is related to
you? I cannot tell you that. Nor will I.
I guess I'll do it then.
You're certain?
With the forge behind me, I will try.
Will you all swear to make sure, no matter what, under any circumstances, no matter what happens in this world or the next one, you'll never ask him for the information? I'm going to curse you. I don't think you're the right person for it, but I'll give you the information. If you try to access the part of your mind twice, you'll die.
me. Is there an individual that you would suggest it be better to take it?
I'd give it to the Celestial. Or the Cleric of Preyland. They're the only two I think could take the information.
It's okay. Although you feel that this responsibility falls on you, it doesn't have to fall on you. Our Cindy's already willing. I'm just thinking about, don't allow pride or whatever it may be, or out of thinking that it's your duty, just give it some thought. Don't jump to this kind of...
No, Dexter says, I'm partially demon-born. I'm sure I could take the information. He looks at her. As my student, I can tell you freely, you wouldn't even make it out of this library. She just sits back down.
This is why we do not do business at night.
Well, this Preylight does say only it's a bad omen to be received in the night, and this is a bad omen anyway.
Yeah,
this is not news that could be, you know, better by
having it at the door. I don't want anyone to get, like, it's a curse. I'd rather I take it.
No, you're too stupid.
Look, to be fair, I think you know.
I'm bad handy stupid. This isn't stupid.
Okay.
He's just innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it's a big decision anyway. And obviously, like, you know, it's a serious decision.
And that's already into this place in the first place.
Already, Osimni's voiced her opinion, willing to take it, and saying that she feels confident with herself taking it. I wouldn't suggest you take it.
Because he would take it?
He would, yeah, he would take it, definitely, 100%.
In the last game, your character entered with a massive secret.
What do you mean?
In the previous game we played, the last campaign.
The last campaign, yeah.
Yeah, you entered with this massive secret the entire time.
Did that? I held it?
Probably.
What?
There was a lot of only if you knew.
Yeah, that was out of game.
Maybe I'll let you off this time and not give you that burden.
No, I don't mind. You know, I just had it, but now I know how to handle it.
Look, as a DM, I'm saying, what? The decision lies with you guys.
Okay, out of game.
Akfos has spoken, but you can ask him anything you want.
Yeah.
But whatever you guys decide,
yeah,
that is what will happen.
Yeah.
Let's just say if you did tell me it. But
I don't think he's playing this game. He's already
said. No. Sorry, that's. If you did tell me, but you said if I might not be able to take it, what would happen? Would I just blurt out the secret in an insane?
He smiles for the first time since he told him he's going to die.
Yeah.
In the same ramble?
I'm starting to think you're just more curious about the information than the safety of it. I'm officially calling you off the table.
I think Cosimni is the best one to take this information.
I don't mind if anyone thinks they can carry the burden, now would be the time to ask.
I think in a situation this serious, we need to respect what Akfos thinks. And if it's between Osimni and Persezil, I vote Osimni. No offense, Persezil, but you're far too young and you've got a lot to learn. You gave away that medallion way too easily, and this is far beyond anything.
That medallion was given to me.
It doesn't
with
matter.
Strict instructions.
It doesn't matter. No, I don't care. You should know.
Talan says it's okay that he gave away the medallion. He's got the platinum one from the head cleric.
Yeah, of course.
Not anymore.
He didn't accept it.
Talan, I gave away the platinum symbol. As a bargaining...
At least it's gonna make some
Akfos. But I didn't do it good enough.
What?!
You were right there!
He reaches with the elixir and drinks it. I thought you gave away the other one.
No,
I thought, thank God they took that one.
I have 10 of it.
Okay. I'm gonna vote now. I think Zanril should get the information.
Oh!
Or me. But not Zanril.
to land. I think, perfectly honest, us two are the least qualified for this one, for this job.
Which
right
is
now.
Exactly why we should get it.
Whatever you think, buddy, but it's hard to understand.
No, you haven't spoken in all of this much. What do you think? You're quite strong with your opinions.
He did say.
I respect what Akvos is saying.
That was before I was on the table.
You're a fool.
Yeah.
I love his confidence.
Yeah, I guess. I'd probably rage and tell everyone.
I'm very intrigued. But again, that's not the right reason to do anything. Akvos knows better. He would naturally want to choose.
I can always make a second card.
It makes sense for Asimdi to take it.
He's
only for Asimdi.
He's going down for a bit.
Obviously, Asimdi's willing.
He goes back. It's okay, I've already told someone.
He's zoned out.
Everyone just told that.
Okay, we've been taking way too much time to decide.
The message is on its way.
The one to humiliate me.
In this, can we just make a final decision?
Ubakeeper taking it.
That message.
Well, if you think Tilan can relay that message, then please.
So if someone's taking the message to Ubakeeper, that's why he's just arranged.
Yeah, it's
and now, Osimi's the one.
I think makes sense.
Who's going to go to the exit with Heyu and then tell him that and tell him to tell it to friend of Ubakeeper. Yeah? Is it Friend of Dorkex or Friend of it?
Friend of Dorkex.
Friend of Oodkex was the one outside.
Outside with the brown beard.
Friend of Oodkex.
Friend of
the one who's outside in the square? Okay.
So we don't need Heyu.
No, we do.
He's outside.
Heyu's the only one who can take it out.
Okay.
Friend of Oodkex can leave the meadow.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's the only person who can actually leave the meadow.
Yeah, so we can tell him. So Heyu doesn't get affected.
Heyu can't tell him until he's in that room.
If Friend of Oodkex can leave the meadow, why would we need Heyu?
We need two people to leave the meadow.
He needs to know in the room.
There's a room. You leave the meadow, then you're in a room.
Okay.
You leave the meadow, then you're in a waiting room or something like that.
Yeah, you tell Heyu before Heyu goes down.
Okay.
If Friend of Oodkex knows the information before he's in that room, he won't leave. If he knows information in that room, Friend of Dorkex won't let him back up.
So we're just basically...
So there's a room in between. It's the next room.
It's the next room, yeah.
Outside the actual meadow.
Where you go to enter.
But you can't get to the entrance room without your keys again. Only as I want to go look at it thing. But to go through, you can't.
Kevin needs to go through. Front door gets his own.
Well, so essentially, you're banishing someone by telling them this information.
So they never
come back. He can, but he won't.
If you were, I can't tell you what's on the other side of that room.
The thing is, Heyu's not supposed to leave.
Yeah, I know, but Heyu will come back.
Yeah, but once he goes out, he's got to go out to come back in.
Not completely out of the meadow, he'll go into the room.
The area,
where no one's in there.
Yeah, no, it's Friend of Oodkex
leaving. Friend of Oodkex, like his brothers, have to keep Heyu in the meadow.
Yeah, so he'll send him back
up. So he'll put him back in, and the Friend of Oodkex can go out.
Yeah, and
to do what he needs to do.
Heyu is actually really weak and doesn't have skills.
Yeah. Just rolls ungodly saving throws.
Ungodly. Okay, guys, decision.
Well, look, I think the sensible decision is... slightly intrigued, definitely. I'd be lying if I weren't like super intrigued. Like, tell me now!
I'm openly saying, I'll give it to you whoever you want.
It's the whole. I was expecting Kips to just tell us, like, say it now. So we all knew, but we would have metagamed. That's how I knew. That's how I
knew.
Detect thoughts.
I was about to say, whoever
receives
this information.
Yeah, work on level 20.
But he would know.
Yeah, I don't mind.
If one of us received information, would there be any way to protect ourselves from
anyone? I would protect it.
So nothing can breach the person's mind?
No. People won't know you have the information.
That is good. That was a quite big answer.
This room is sacred. Sealed right now.
I want the information. No. It makes sense for us if we need to get the information. I think.
Oh, we all want it.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Oh no, I'm dead. Pandy, if you were the last person on Earth and it was exploding, I still wouldn't give it to you.
I'm telling you now, Sir Peckington is 5 seconds away from a bill bag.
My feathers rip fire.
Should I play it in game?
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, someone from us has to know it.
No, we don't. No, it's better that we don't.
No, well, what's the point of the book? What's the whole thing for then?
No, it's better.
Knowing information that I can't share with anyone is not my idea of fun, okay?
Oh. Mine is, though.
Yeah, no, you're Captain, I love knowing, but you don't know. Yeah, but the problem with you is...
I like that.
The problem with you is you'll get it all wrong, you'll mix it up, and instead of saying the dragon's going to come and eat the world, you're going to say unicorns from Gayland are coming. And
it's exactly the same thing, though.
No, it's not.
Oh, guys.
Dude, you know what?
I'll write it down.
Give me the wretched name!
Yeah, I'll do it.
Dude. No, you're not doing it.
I want to do it.
No, not cuts anymore.
He's not going to sit back and watch the person just take the hit. It's a curse.
Yeah, but us as a group are saying, you're not doing it.
You've got to decide as a group.
I just said I would do it.
Yeah, I know you would. I know he would.
Akfor says, silence for wasting time. This information needs to be relayed in the next 14 days. Possibly the next 28 days. If I could choose, I would say exactly 20 days from now.
Exactly 20 days?
Yes. If tomorrow morning is day one.
I can just imagine the conversation. It's like, you have to stay here. Hey, you. I'll go in. We just can't get through the
door. Right, this is how it's going to work. Everybody's going to vote for one other member to hold the information secretly, and then I will tally the votes, take you all into a room individually, and whoever gets the information, none of you will know who has it. You can nominate whoever you want right now. So you guys are going to write down the name of the paper.
Can you vote for yourself?
You can vote for anyone except yourself. Oh. So I want your name at the top. So it would be Persazil votes for. And then you guys all write a name. I'm not going to record what I say. I'm going to say I told you. And then I'm going to actually tell that person in real life the message is. But no one else will know. My characters are going to cast votes as well.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like that for? No, give
our names at the top, yeah?
No, you say X vote.
Lucian.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man.
I thought this was
secret.
I vote for the Conservative.
Moon votes for Moon.
So in the format of my character votes for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we need a hat?
No, it's not picking names.
No, it's not picking votes.
Yeah, it's not counting. He's such a reason. Oh, and you want the information? You don't know how a vote works. Oh god, I'm so glad this whole you're not worthy conversation's been recorded.
That's how democratic votes work now. You just pick them out by
the hand. We're not worthy. We're scum. We're lower than scum.
Your vote can be tactical. Yeah. One of my NPCs is voting tactically.
Yeah.
To give it to someone who she thinks will blabber.
Yeah.
They can die, but she'll get the point.
I wonder who that is. Yeah. First of all, by saying she, you narrow it down. we all know what Simniac doing it. Yeah,
I do not identify with any gender.
Yeah. My non-binary character.
What's this? You're going to tell, like, in a thing, some guy who comes in and reads it at the back.
Yeah. Oh my god. I feel like...
What?
Didn't we have shit like this in the old campaign?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Crazy information that you
had. What, dude? It's the vampire thing, we still do.
Yeah, I feel like a vampire from the old game. My head will explode if it's not... Yeah.
Yeah.
Can old Shadow Fox do this, like, what you call it?
I'm not looking at it.
It's like silent, his like little glow, weren't it? Like Cone of Silence or whatever it was, like Cone.
And then you can put a
finger in your phone. Cone of Silence, heard it. And then it was in the hospital
for like 4 or 8 days. So it's not gonna work.
Alright.
You know where it is.
Actually, dude, Akpos is just taking the piss or whatever. It's like, I want to see who gets the least votes and tell him.
It's nighttime, everything's opposite.
Okay, here's the information. My favourite dessert is pie.
Specifically.
The one starts going white.
What flavour? Cherry.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a massive white light.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who, but this is how the story's going to go.
Oh, God.
So, Akvar takes Zanril into another room.
Oh, boy.
They've gone for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then they return.
Do I not know anything that just happened?
No, he's going to do it separately.
Then he takes Sir Peckington. Then he takes Lucian. Then Tilan, Osimni, Dalithexia, Percival, and finally Moon. When you all return, he's asked you all individually about your pasts, about your heritage, about your bloodlines. You can share now how much you shared. We'll just do a little 2 minute of what I told you. He also tells you all that the information has been relayed. And he'd like it if you guys didn't discuss who has the information, but on the 20th day, or as close to it as you can get, it's not imminent that it's that day, but he'd like between 14 and 28.
Yeah.
He'd like all of you to individually invite Hey You to have a 2 minute conversation under the protection of the level 20 Mage's Guild.
Yeah.
He asks Percival to make sure this happens, trusting that he won't lie and will make sure it happens. So your job is to make sure that the Rakarar Samlin Nymph has them all in a zone of silence and protection to the highest level, where you guys will speak to Hey You, who will then immediately accompany Friend Food Cake downstairs.
Yeah. We all have to do that.
Yep.
Individually.
Until you've all done it that way.
No one knows
who got the information.
Yeah.
I'm also going to ask you all, as a DM request, which I cannot control what you guys do out of game, but if a player character has it,
to not relay.
I don't want anyone to joke and say they have it.
Yeah.
Under any circumstances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whether you have it or not,
I don't want. I got the information.
Yeah.
Just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
If you do, I'm going to kill your character and you're never going to play again. And it's as straightforward as that.
Yeah.
I'm recording myself saying it.
Yeah.
And I don't want you in my game. Because you're going to disrespect me, and it's out.
Can we just do it once right now?
I have it. I have it. I have it.
It's me.
It's me all along.
It's me. It's me.
It was me all along.
Me. The information. You have the information.
You.
That's it.
Alright, that's it. We're done.
Tilan goes up.
He's sure
to
that.
Tilan does go up to Agfoss before he leaves. And says, did I get the information?
I love it.
He turns around and looks at Tilan and says, no, Tilan, you've got no votes at all. And walks off.
What should we tell Frander Ud?
No, absolutely nothing.
Well, no, not the information, but we need to tell him he needs to go outside, don't we?
Just tell him what has occurred here.
Okay.
I may never see you all ever again. It depends when they come to slay me. But please, I would like Tilan to be there.
How are we going to
How would we know where it would be? Would it be an official
I have
execution?
20 keys. They're going to make a huge spectacle of it. It's going to be a very public affair.
If you have 20 keys, why don't you just leave?
Because I violated their sacred laws.
So you keep into the...
And by doing so, I knew what was at stake. Plus, I want to do it one more time in their presence and then have them killed.
Okay.
Yeah, go out in a blaze of glory, huh?
No, I'm just trying to help. Well, enjoy this town. I'm heading back to the meadow immediately. I'll be going in the morning, and if you wish to accompany me, I will wait for you. If not, it's your choice. You can stay here in the town and do the quests or whatever else it is you need to do. Zalithexia, you're with me tonight.
Well,
if we're done here, I'd like to go to bed.
She gets up and walks with you.
We've got days to kill.
Yeah,
we could ask Ken, you, if he wants to go back to the meadow with...
Zalithex, like, seeing as we paid for the quests and the whole package, let's use it.
Mm, I agree.
I'll head back to the meadow.
I agree.
Very well. Everyone good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he heads out and leaves you guys all in the Temple of the Mages. What do you guys decide to do?
I'm gonna go to bed. Immediately.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think we'll turn
so
in.
You guys all head. Go to the inn. And you sleep until the morning. Are you guys going to stay?
Yeah, because so,
we'll stay.
Because it's easy, 500 gold, isn't it?
Just we'll do a couple quests.
Give us 400.
I want to go to the Bard's College as well. So.
Yeah, he has to go.
Because obviously that really doesn't count as a trip to the wizard's library.
I don't really need to go anywhere, so I'll just like kind of stick around.
You have gold. I
have 100 gold.
So you can copy a couple of spells and all.
Kids, how much? What was it? Can I say that I asked and inquired while we were there how much it would cost to buy spells?
1,000 gold per spell.
Per spell?
That's what they're saying at the moment.
Yeah.
For your level and everything.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
But they're saying they have every spell.
Yeah. 1,000 gold standard, whether it's level 1 or level 2.
No. They're saying for your level right now,
yeah,
they have every spell.
Yeah.
1,000 gold.
Yeah.
That'll give you the spell and all the materials and components you might need to be able to learn it.
Yeah.
And they give you a spell book with every purchase, just for fun.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
That's for if you really want a spell that you can't find in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can work with them, get the price out,
yeah,
or even get them for free.
Yeah.
Right, I guess we'll leave it there before we start anything.
Yeah, makes sense. That was an intense session. A lot of information, really. But, yeah, similar. I don't mean that's a joke, I mean, the information is total. Yeah.